After a month's labor, Strobridge admitted, albeit grudgingly, that the Chinese had performed superbly. They worked as teams, took almost no breaks, learned how to blast away rocks, stayed healthy and on the job. Engineer Montague praised them and declared in his 1865 report, "The experiment has proved eminently successful." The CP began to hire them locally, offering $28 a month, then $30, then $31. Those were big wages, even when the men had to pay for their own food. Crocker turned to a labor contractor in San Francisco, Koopman Chop, and had him look across the state for 2,000 more coolies, and even to import them from China if necessary. Before the end of 1865, there were 7,000 Chinese at work on the line, with just under 2,000 whites. Li Chu was one of them. In 1903, he wrote an autobiographical sketch for Independent magazine. As a boy, he slept with the other boys in his village, 30 of them in one room. Girls had their own house with a room that slept 40. Li Chu worked on a 10-acre farm where his father grew potatoes, rice, beans, peas, yams, and fruits. He went to school to learn how the great emperors of China ruled with the wisdom of gods and gave the whole world the light of high civilization and the culture of our literature, which is the admiration of all nations. In 1860, or thereabouts, the 16-year-old Li Chu went to Hong Kong with five other boys, and they got steerage passage on a steamer, where they almost starved. But in San Francisco, they went to the Chinese Quarter, and he got a job with an American family as a houseboy at $3 a week. Then he got a job with the railroad that lasted 3 years, and he saved enough money to open his own laundry. Many years later, when Theodore Roosevelt was president, Li Chu gave it as his opinion that the Chinese in America were persecuted not for their vices, but for their virtues. No one would hire an Irishman, German, Englishman, or Italian when he could get a Chinese, because our countrymen are so much more honest, industrious, steady, sober, and painstaking. A Chinaman who came back to Li Chu's village from the United States took ground as large as four city blocks and made a paradise of it. He had gone away from our village as a poor boy. Now he returned with unlimited wealth made in America.